Resurrection of the Flesh. This session of Ask Father notes that the Creed teaches us that at the General Judgment, our souls will be reunited with our flesh.
Hello, dear friends. You have reached the Ask Father feature provided by the Fatima Center. Before we proceed into our question, I would like to remind you that we very much and dearly so depend upon your generosity to be able to not only do the Ask Father feature, but our whole apostolate, whose purpose is to present convincingly, as best we can with God's help, the integral Fatima message, which is actually the only way, because God has decided it so, for there to be peace in the world. So our question is, after we die, when will we get our physical bodies back? How old will those bodies be? Will it be the body we had at the age of our death, or our body from our youth? So let's say a prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, dear friends, this question presupposes the resurrection of the flesh. So, in the Creed, in the Apostles' Creed, we say towards the end of it, I believe in the resurrection of the body. That's the normal English translation prayed for centuries, I guess. I must say that the French, in this case, do it better, because they say, in conformity with the Latin, je crois à la résurrection de la chair. I believe in the resurrection of the flesh. That's what the Latin says, okay? So just to remove all doubts on this matter, we're not coming back as ghosts, we're not coming back transparent, we're not coming back light as a feather except by a gift of God. We're coming back in our human bodies, just as Christ rose from the dead on the third day, not as a ghost, but flesh and bones. In his case, he decided to keep the holy wounds, and he ate in the presence of the apostles. They ate with him, drank with him, spoke with him, listened to him, touched him. So he came back with a real human body. Death has no dominion over him anymore. And at the end of the world, we will get our bodies back. There will be the resurrection of the flesh on the last day. That is to say, death, physical death, will be no more. Not everybody will be in the same state, but we can talk about the resurrection of the unjust or of the damned on another occasion. So we will rise. So, first of all, when? Well, if you know the answer, actually you can't. Our Lord told us that. Okay, so at a day which is hidden in the heart of the Father, but of course known by the Son and the Holy Spirit, who are equally God, is the resurrection of the flesh when our Lord Jesus Christ returns in glory. So we don't know when that is. But in what state will we rise? Well, we will rise at the perfect age. We will rise in, yes, I dare say, youthful perfection. St. Thomas Aquinas, interestingly enough, if I'm not mistaken, said we would rise at 40 years of age. I don't know where he got that figure from, but if we do rise at 40 years of age, it will be a perfect 40 years of age. Now, some people, some of the martyrs, I think, are going to have marks on their bodies from their martyrdom, like trophies, but not to disfigure them, but to give them glory. So we will rise in the perfection of youth. That is sure, because we will be perfect. We will be perfectly who God made us to be. We won't be all the same, but each of us will be perfect as God intended him or her to be. So that is something to encourage us. That's why, dear friends, we should not really be afraid of death as such. But rather, if you're going to be afraid of something, be afraid of what happens immediately after death, the particular judgment, and always be ready for it, so that you can rise in glory on the last day. To this end, may Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you, fill you with light, grace, and mercy, and bring you and all your loved ones to everlasting life.
This question and answer has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved. To send Father a question or to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website, www.fatima.org, or call 1-800-263-8160. By the intercession of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, may this answer help you know, love, and serve God better. All ye holy Maccabees, pray for us.